I look out the window of the streetcar I am riding in. I see hundreds of people as we pass through the city. Some wear yarmulkes or kufis or turbans. Some have their faces veiled or a red dot on their forehead. Some people are brown, black, oriental-looking, or Anglo. Some are tall, some are short, some are young, some are old. So many different people. In the far distant past, we all had a common origin, a common DNA. I ask, where is Christ in this sea of humanity? In today's gospel, Jesus is walking through Canaanite or Syrophoenician territory north of Jerusalem. The Syrophoenicians and the Jews were enemies. We might see the similarity of Catholics or other Christians traveling through a secular world. As Jesus and his disciples walked along, they encountered a non-Jewish woman begging Jesus to cure her daughter. "Lord, help me. My daughter is possessed by a demon." The woman is desperate, and as a last resort cries out to Jesus, a supposed enemy. She must have been in great anguish. She could find no way to help her daughter she loved. Atheists, non-believers, and people professing other religions also suffer great anguish for those they love. The disciples saw this woman as a nuisance and wanted Jesus to let them dismiss her. But Jesus sees something deeper. Her great humility and strong faith beneath her anguish. She came to him because she recognized him as the Son of David and Lord, even though she was a Canaanite and Jesus was a Jew. Can we see deeper into the hearts of people different from us? We seem to see a very human side of Jesus in this encounter. Or is he testing her to see if she is for real? He replies to her he was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not to the Canaanites. The woman did not take no for an answer. "Lord, please help me." He responded by saying, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." The Jewish people supposedly were the children, and the Canaanites were like little dogs. She humbly spars with Jesus, saying, "Even the little dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Jesus heals the woman's daughter because of her great faith. There are many people in the world who do not believe as Christians believe. They may be Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, or other religions. They may be atheists or agnostics, with science or wealth being their gods. Perhaps they are the marginalized of the world, migrants and boat people, those in prison, or the unseen working in the bowels of the world's ships on the oceans. Perhaps they are people of different color of skin, or different political beliefs. The Holy Spirit can touch their hearts in different ways. We just don't know how God's Spirit is working in them. The first reading ends with the words, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." The house of God, the temple in Jerusalem, was divided into different sections. The outer court was for all the people of the world who came to pray. We are not a people who see only the surface. We trust that God, the Holy Mystery, is deeply present in the hearts of those who are sincerely seeking him. While Christ Jesus desires first to build up his own people, the church, through his word and sacrament, through prayer and service, through the rosary and other devotions, Christ is also working in ways hidden in the hearts of those who follow different paths. while our first inclination may be to ignore them and push them aside, I suggest we recognize God working in the lives of all who sincerely seek a deeper meaning in life and who do what is right. Thomas Merton had a mystical experience on March 18, 1958, in Louisville. In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, and that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like walking from a dream of separateness, of spurious self-isolation in a special world, the world of renunciation and supposed holiness. This sense of liberation from an illusory difference was such a relief and such a joy to me that I almost laughed out loud. I have the immense joy of being a man, a member of a race in which God Himself became incarnate. As if the sorrows and stupidity of the human condition could overwhelm me, now I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this. But it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around, shining like the sun.